Everyone's heard the familiar lullaby, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bedbugs bite. Well, as cute as this particular nighttime rhyme may be, bedbugs are not child's play. In fact, these are real pests that can cause nightmares for homeowners. And with the recent national resurgence of bedbugs, homeowners need to be aware of the reality of these pests. Hello, I'm Steve Lubetkin. Today I'm joined by Cindy Manis and Greg Bauman, both with the National Pest Management Association. The National Pest Management Association is a nonprofit organization whose mission includes consumer education on issues related to pests and the potential threats they may pose to public health and property. Celebrating its 75th year in 2008, the National Pest Management Association remains committed to the protection of public health, food, and property. In this episode of the National Pest Management Podcast series, we'll be addressing bedbugs, specifically their resurgence in the United States over the last 7 years. Our discussion will examine the need for vigilance in preventing these pests from entering your home, as well as the steps that should be considered to protect you and your family from a bedbug infestation. Cindy and Greg, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve. It's great being here.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Cindy, bedbugs have sort of been crawling all over the news lately. Has there really been a resurgence in bedbugs in the U.S.?
Absolutely. We have seen in the pest control industry in the number of phone calls an increase from where folks used to get one or two calls a year. They're now getting one or two calls a week.
What are some of the reasons that bedbugs are back?
You know, no one really knows, and even the entomologists who are the experts really don't know. But we believe there are two really specific reasons. The first is increased international travel. It's not just about people coming to visit us here in the U.S., but it's also us going over to other parts of the world. Think about the kids who take their backpacks and they go out and they go to hostels, they go travel across Europe, whatever. They turn around, they come back here, and they bring these bedbugs back with them. The second reason that we think that bedbugs are back is because the consumer demanded and we responded with more targeted treatment practices.
Let me turn to Greg for a minute. Greg, where exactly are people finding bedbugs in the United States?
Well, this has been very interesting. One would expect that you'd only find bed bugs in maybe large metropolitan areas, but bed bugs are found everywhere. In fact, bed bugs have been found in all 50 states and also Puerto Rico. So it doesn't matter geographically because these are an indoor pest. The geography or the climate has nothing to do with where they're found.
Where are some of the places that people are finding them?
Probably the most common, of course, would be in bedrooms. However, the term bedbug is a bit of a misnomer in that bedbugs do not have to live in beds. They need to be near where people are. And so it's very common to find them in bedrooms. It's very common to find them in living rooms, even kitchens, believe it or not. And if you think about some of the commercial areas, we're talking about offices, cruise ships. So just anywhere people are, we will be able to find bedbugs.
One of the things that we see in the news recurring frequently is stories about bedbug infestations in hotels and motels.
The bedbugs are not limited to hotels or motels, but if you think about the fact that they are transient pests, they will do very well in a hotel or in any other type of area where people are coming in and coming out, because bedbugs are tremendous hitchhikers. They will latch on to luggage, and if you're putting your luggage down in one area, even within your house, you could have an infestation in one room. You might have an infestation in your attic where you might be storing your luggage.
So, Greg, why should the public be concerned about bedbugs? Why are these such a significant pest?
Well, they are blood feeders, but the good news is that while they harbor human pathogens, they have never been found to transmit disease. However, if you just think about the pest itself, this is a pest that only feeds on blood. It can hide and not feed for up to 1 year and survive. It's a frightening pest, plus the fact that they are nocturnal, so they only come out at night, so you're not going to typically be able to see them like you would, say, ants. They're very, very elusive. They're going to go hiding cracks in crevices. And the fact that they're transient, they'll be able to move really easily on bags, on even laundry, going from one spot to another spot in an area.
So what are the treatments typically used to eradicate bed bugs?
Probably the best weapon for control of bed bugs is a thorough and vigilant inspection. Spend a lot of time looking at an area, deciding whether there is infestation. And homeowners can look for the telltale signs, and these would be small dark smears on bedding, any type of an odd-looking flat pest about the shape of an apple seed. If you see something like this, the best bet is to call the pest management professional.
Cindy, what can consumers do to protect themselves from bed bugs?
Well, actually, there's not a whole lot you can do to protect yourself, but what you can do is be vigilant when you are traveling and in your surroundings. If you're in a hotel room, turn your sheets down at night. Again, because they're nocturnal, turn your sheets down and take a look, and you will be able to see them if they're there. The headboard is like a great place where bed bugs love to live. So check around the headboard for signs you might see. Again, little black smears. When you go on a trip, before you come back into your home, vacuum your luggage before you bring it in the house. A lot of folks empty their clothing into the drawers, the dresser drawers in hotels, and you may not want to do that because you can pick up the eggs and bring those back with you too. Finally, if you do think you have a problem, this is not something that a homeowner can treat on their own. This is one of those issues where you really have to bring in a professional.
Cindy, are bed bugs a public health issue?
They are, in fact, a public health issue if you think about psychologically what this is all about. In the middle of the night, something comes out, sucks your blood, basically goes back somewhere, and every time you jump into bed, you're being bitten. And there are a lot of folks, even after a pest control company has gone in and treated and the bed bugs are gone, they still think they have them. There are people who have moved out of their homes. It's a serious psychological issue.
Greg, what should people be looking for if they think they have a bed bug bite?
Symptoms of bed bugs include welts. People react differently. Some people don't react at all to bed bug bites other than seeing small spots on their skin. And other people get large, itchy welts. These welts might appear rather quickly, within an hour, and other times these welts might not appear for up to 10 days or so. And they will go away. They typically won't get infected unless somebody scratches them. But it is a frightening thing when you see welts on your children and you're wondering whether it's a bed bug infestation.
Our website, pestworld.org, we have quite a bit of information on bed bugs. If a homeowner is looking for information or looking to find a pest control professional, it's a good place for them to go. It's a great resource.
Bed bugs are here to stay. Now, these are cyclical pests. Sometimes they're going to be just like with any insect. They have good times and bad times, good years and bad years. But we expect that this is going to be a long-term problem. This is not just a bad year where bed bugs are being found. We're seeing for the last several years increases, and we expect this to continue into the future. So the smart thing is to be vigilant.
And that concludes our fascinating look into the resurgence of bed bugs. Our thanks to Cindy Manis and Greg Bauman of the National Pest Management Association for sharing this vital information on bed bugs and the proper prevention tips for the public. For more information on bed bugs or any of the points we discussed in this podcast, please visit www.pestworld.org. Be sure to check back for future podcasts covering various pests and pest-related topics, all of which affect homeowners and their families. For the National Pest Management Association, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thanks very much for joining us. Take good care.